Greetings and welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, some offerings by the Baltimore Consort, a little Paganini, none other than Nina Simone, and of course, yes, some mobile music. Let's begin today with some music by Edward Lalo. Now, he was a French composer and studied in Paris at the Conservatoire for several years, and he worked as a string player, both as a teacher in Paris, and back in 1848, he joined some friends and decided to found the Armelgaud Quartet. He played both viola and second violin. Doubled stand, pretty good on that one. He composed steadily in his lifetime, but he did not gained quite some time fame until his late 40s. Today we're going to hear one of his more popular works, which was from the latter period. And this is the Symphonie Espagnole. We're going to hear the members of the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra with Christian Tetzlaff on violin. Thank you. Wow, a stunning performance, a great way to start the program. That was the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra with Christian Teslav on violin featured there, and the intermezzo from the with La Perpetua conducting, and that was music by Lalo. And this next selection comes by request, a popular work which probably most of you may know very, very well. And I'm speaking of one of the most famous pieces in the Western classical repertoire. Yes, it is Beethoven's Fifth. Today's performance coming from an incredible box set that came out, oh, about 20 years ago, but of all 9 symphonies, with Herbert von Karajan conducting, and none other than the Berlin Philharmonic. Now, Beethoven's Fifth actually did take him a long time to write, because he wrote quite a few other pieces during this period. It was premiered back on the 22nd of December, back in 1808. And this is a mammoth concert. It was in Vienna, and it was consisting entirely of Beethoven premieres. Boy, I would have loved to be there. It was directed by Beethoven himself. It lasted for more than 4 hours. A little long on some sides, but with the 2 symphonies that appeared on the program, they actually, interestingly, were in reverse order. The 6th symphony was played first, and the 5th appeared in the second half. Now, there was interesting reviews. One of the great reviewers back then was Hoffman, and he was undecided, but he did change his mind. Today, of course, he would change his mind again, because this is a ravishing performance of the final 2 movements of the 5th Symphony. We're going to hear the Berlin Philharmonic, joined by Herbert von Karajan. Enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've got to wait for that last punch. A lot of power and a lot of punch. An excellent way, I think, to begin whatever you're going to do today. Those were the members of the Berlin Philharmonic with Herbert von Karajan directing. And we heard the third and fourth movements from none other than Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. You are listening to CITR here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And this program is called Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to switch gears just a little bit and play a little bit of rock and roll music. Okay, I'm not speaking of what you might think, but this is some rock and roll from the Renaissance in France. Here's the Baltimore Concert.
Un, deux. Bye.
Well, I feel like doing a little prancing around the studio myself right now. Some great rock and roll music, but not today's rock and roll music, but music from the Renaissance in France, and a great performance by the Baltimore Consort. And this is Classical Chaos. You're listening to it here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And it is the time for regular listeners. You know, I know you anxiously await it every week. Well, I do. And I get verklempt. I'm talking about oboe music time. Today we're going to hear an arrangement of some music by Haydn, his London Trio in C. Now, this was originally intended for two flutes and cello, but this ensemble worked it really well in an arrangement for oboe, flute, and guitar. We're going to hear the talents of Anton Kushkin, Donald Bender, and Gary Kessler.
Thank you.
Happy programming, I just realized, on today's program. Some great music by three great musicians, Anton Kushkin on oboe, Donald Bender, and Gary Kessler, and their version of Haydn's London Trio in C. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Margaret. And why not? We all need it sometime. Just a little sugar makes the coffee taste better. But it's even better if it's a little sugar in your bowl.
Sugar in my bowl. I want a little sweetness down in my soul. I could stand some loving, oh, so bad. I feel so funny, I feel so sad. I want a little steam on my clothes. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I need some sugar in my bowl. I ain't fooling. I want some sugar in my bowl. So they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I want some sugar in my bowl. I ain't fooling. I want some sugar.
I'd add an extra scoop or two of sugar. After hearing that, the unmistakable voice of the incredibly talented Nina Simone. And we're going to continue with a disc that was actually recommended to me by, get this, a guitarist. And do you think the music is of guitar? Well, of course it is. It's by Paganini for guitar and mandolin. Now, at the age of 5 and a half, Paganini learned the mandolin from his father. And 2 years later, he learned it again from his father again. And as the quote says, the first steps on the violin. What followed was that he became one of the most celebrated violin virtuosi and composers of his time. Today, a performance quoted by some magazines, I'm not allowed to say them, is unforgettable versatility, sensitivity, and sublime musicianship. Now, these are two musicians who got together to give tribute both to the mandolin and the guitar and Paganini. I'm talking about Carlo Alonso and René Inguardo. They're both very talented professors of music, and they've performed together, I believe, since back in the 2007. I know some of you weren't born then yet, but still, their music is phenomenal. So let's enjoy. We're going to hear the Allegro from the Sonata Concertata. Thank you. So perfect. I always love it when you think it's the end of the program and the end of the piece, and they just tack on something special. Just a little treat. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And that was Carlo Anonzo and René Izquierdo, and the opening allegro from Paganini's Sonata. And I want to tell you about a really great concert which is coming up this week. We're going to listen to a little bit of the composer's music in just a second, but I'm going to tell you about the performers. Vicky Chow, actually, is a Vancouverite. Living in New York, she has been described as, get this, a monster pianist and one of the new stars in new music and much more. She actually made her orchestral debut at the age of, let's say, 10. Not bad, with the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra. Now, she is coming back to a great series. It's Music on Main, and she was the artist in residence back there in 2018. But the performance that she's performing, which is on March 28th at 7:30 p.m., she's going to do Philip Glass's work. So she seems to really bond with him. And she's going to be doing the piano etudes in book one. And a quote, they said, and this is another magazine I can't quote, but I'm just going to say it. Both Vicky Chow and Philip Glass exude an effortless balance in their music and are beautifully paired as a performer and composer. Well, I don't think you can get better than that. Should be an awesome show. Once again, that is coming up on March 28th at 7:30. You can go to musiconmain.com. Just to get more information, but should be an excellent show. But to close the show, we're not going to hear Vicky, but we are going to hear some Philip Glass, and appropriately, the music is called Closing. Thank you so much for listening. Till next time.
Thank you.